This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hey, this is Arvind Yuvraj. You're listening to Open for Business. And today is special because I'll be talking about one of my favorite topics. And I'm sure it's like collectively our favorite topic. And that is food. And not just any kind of food, but like burgers and fries and milkshake and food trucks and all that good stuff. My guests today are John Tay and Amir Ezzadin, the owners of 60 Bites, which is a burger joint that has recently rebranded itself to More Bites, alongside a few other brand expansion plans like Central Kitchen and more items on the menu, like a Beyond Meat vegan option, which is pretty interesting, and also plans to operate in more locations as well. Now, I've been to their food truck here in Taman Tun. They're just around the corner from the studio, and they have a pretty steady fan base. Like, the name 60 Bites is popular, to say the least. So I was curious to know why they would trade that for something else. Also, is this a good time to expand? You know, we're in the middle of a second MCO, and the COVID cases are way worse than they were last year. So why now? You know, we'll get into all that and more. But first, John, Amir, thanks so much for joining us today via Zencaster.
Thanks for having us, Arvind. I mean, it's a pleasure and an honor to be part of your show. We're big fans of BFM. Thank you.
Yeah, so first things first, you know, like I said, you've been known as 60 Bites since 2017. I think it's safe to say that you've reached a sort of like viral status, especially around the Taman Tun area. So why decide to rebrand to More Bites when 60 Bites had some brand value to it? Also, sorry for using the word viral, because I know no one wants to be called that nowadays.
Yes. That's a good question. So basically, we've been a neighborhood joint of Taman Tun since 2017. Mm. So both myself and Amir, we took over the company July 2019. And have been spearheading it by trying to improve our offerings. And we started off with a food truck and then our own central kitchen. And so now we come to a stage where we feel that it's time for us to evolve. That's why we came up with this brand, More Bites, in where we feel that we want to be in more neighborhoods, offer more gourmet burgers or offerings at value, provide more quality service, more thick and juicy burgers that we are famous for. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, I agree with John. The idea is to give more offerings to our customers. Mm-hmm. And it's actually a strategic approach.
Yes.
Whereby we also, looking forward, we'll be venturing into other aspect of F&B, not only limiting ourselves to burgers.
Okay. So, you know, when you guys, what you're mentioning is like a brand refresh, right? And also part of like a brand extension. So what does that include? So you mentioned a few things, but like physically or like infrastructure-wise, what does that brand refresh include? So in what way are you expanding besides the menu?
So basically, I think the first thing we did when we took over the company is to set up a central kitchen, mm-hmm. in where everything is all done in-house, where we can control quality, cleanliness, and everything. Because our goal right now would be in more neighborhoods rather than just Taman Tun. We are in Hatamas, we're even in Kelana Jaya. So I think we are looking at it as in a bigger picture, in a five-year kind of thing down the road, where we want to be in more neighborhoods, even down south in Johor maybe, or up north in Penang. So we are strategizing our company in such a way that more offerings, not only more offerings that people can be can relate to it, other than just being a number, like 60 Bites, right? So mm-hmm. I think the main goal for us right now is to emulate another business which has done very well in the Philippines called Jollibee. Mm-hmm. We want to be Malaysian Jollibee, in where they were doing even better than McDonald's per se. So I think that's our goal right now.
Okay. When did you know that it was time to expand though? Like how long did those discussions go on for, or was it kind of obvious from the start that it's time to level up?
When we look at the numbers we derive from our Taman Tun sales, mm-hmm. We've noticed that it has hit ceiling, I would say. So that is when we decide that we need to venture beyond just Taman Tun, because mm-hmm. We've been you know, selling out day and night. So it's imperative at that time for us to look elsewhere other than just Taman Tun.
Yeah, and actually it's also because of our loyal customers. I mean, most of them have been clamoring and even asking us, please open in more neighborhoods. So hence why we are actually, you know, focusing on quality control, proper SOPs and everything, because we want to, you know, answer the call of our customers who wants us to maybe be in as far as Bangi or Shah Alam or even Subang or Sunway. So we are actually prepping ourselves for that. Yeah, we because for us, the customers is very important, and we want to share what we love doing. Okay. Which is doing great burgers, yeah.
If I may add, Arvin, we even receive queries on our social media asking if we are open to
licensing or franchising.
So, yeah, there are a few of them who are interested even to become partners with us.
So just curious, like, did the pandemic have anything to do with that timing? Because I'm not going to lie, right? It's a risky time to be growing right now. Most people are happy to be, you know, just remaining in their position without a rent hike or some sort of crisis hitting them, right? So why now, out of all the times, like, do you feel this is like the right time to do it?
I guess we feel it's the right time because actually, the longer we wait, you know, we might put off doing the things that we actually want to do. So with the time that we have right now, I think it's a good time for us to improve ourselves, to identify locations, whether rent, you know, some rental places are pretty low at the moment. So this is a good time to explore. That's why we felt that, you know, rather than just wait for this pandemic to end, why not we start baby steps to grow the business, to focus on future expansions. Yeah.
So just sticking with that, the pandemic stuff for a bit before we move on, is there anything that the pandemic really stopped you guys from doing? Like, I mean, I'm sure there is for every business there is, but what was that biggest thing? You know, what was your 2020 and 2021 supposed to look like if the pandemic never happened?
Okay, actually, if the pandemic didn't happen, we were actually on a very upward trajectory. Unfortunately, we had to change our model because, let's say, when the first MCO hit, we couldn't run the food truck. So everything was based on delivery.
Yep.
Right? So I think we saw the importance that we had to be online to be accessible for our customers. Right? So I think that was one of the things that we looked into. So hence why our future outlets would probably be focused on just pickup and delivery more than dine-ins. Yeah.
Okay. So before we go on, right, just talk to us about we mentioned, you know, when 60 Bytes started and stuff, but talk to us about the history of 60 Bytes a bit, because, you know, the growth of your company is what most small business owners can hope for, you know, start small, become a food vendor, food stall, food truck, food delivery outlets. Then you've got central kitchens coming up. So big expansion, right? What was this plan always there from the start? Like, was this vision for More Bites there from the beginning? Talk to us about the history of the company a bit.
More Bites, or previously known as 60 Bytes, started off from a pop-up store whereby the production takes place in the kitchen and at home, yeah, and the amount of staff is less than 5, I would say. And then when we came in, we decided that it is time for us to grow the business. Mm-hmm. What we offer to the company is the business know-how based on our experience before.
Yep.
Looking at the numbers, yes, we were really committed to grow the business beyond Taman Tun, from a small pop-up store to what it currently is right now, a food truck and a proper central kitchen with more than 20 staff. You know, we providing them, you know, CWSP, SOXO and stuff. So, it's a direction that we've planned all along to make this establish a company and to grow the brand even bigger.
So basically, yeah, our focus from day one was, I think the first step was to do the central kitchen, because we wanted a place that we can later on copy it and provide it to our licensees, our franchises. Mm-hmm. And we wanted a place that was clean, that it was there was hygiene, there were SOPs in place. So it gives a peace of mind to our customers that everything we do in-house has cleanliness and, the focus is there. So basically, right now, Morebites is in a stage, even though it's MCO peer right now, we are, as I said, preparing ourselves when things open up, when the vaccines are in, you know, that we are already have identified the places that we can be or we can grow. Because as I said, we want to be a symbol or something identifiable to all our customers that we are known for great burgers, and great offerings as well.
Right. So, okay, we are going to get into some interesting bits regarding the business aspects of Morebites after these messages. But I'm speaking to John and Amir, the people behind Morebites, formerly known as 60 Bites. We'll be back in a few minutes. BFM 89.9.
Banish feudal mentality. BFM 89.9, the business station.
I'm speaking to Amir Ezzadin and John Tay on today's Open for Business. I'm Arvind Yuvraj, and we are discussing the duo's decision to rebrand 60 Bites, which is a popular burger joint, to Morebites as part of their expansion plans. So, very surprisingly, right, you've introduced the Beyond Meat burger on your menu, or you're going to introduce it on your menu. And I say surprising because most burger joints cater to, like, complete carnivores, right?
Right.
But I love that this is an addition as someone who loves vegetarian food. So, you know, can you tell us about opening up to that segment of the market, to people who, who are vegetarians or vegans?
Right. So that's a good one, Arvind, because our focus was basically to bring the two, the non-vegans and the vegans together to be able to enjoy a burger. So we thought, you know, by having this Beyond Meat burger, which is purely plant-based and includes our sauce, which is 100% vegan, including the cheese and even the bun that we do, which is a focaccia 100% vegan bun, we thought, you know, food brings people together on the table. So I myself am purely a carnivore. Had this problem where some of my vegan friends would say, "Hey, come, let's eat vegan food," and I'll be like, "No meat, sorry." So at least now, you know, we can all sit together and enjoy like my normal cheeseburger and, for example, his or her Beyond Meat burger, which I think is what the plan was, to include everybody.
Right. Will it be more expensive than the other burgers, though? Because Beyond Meat isn't, from what I know, it isn't cheap.
Yeah, the problem is because it's imported.
Yeah.
So, it's by the Tyson Food Company in the States. Hence why we are also in development of our own vegan burger to make it more reasonable. Because right now, the vegan burger, Beyond Meat burger, is about 35 ringgit price range.
Yeah.
And our average burgers is only about 12, maximum 18. Development that we're trying to do also our own version of a vegan burger.
Okay. Correct. Okay. So I want to ask you guys about, it's something that I've just thought about, you know, like keeping the traditional feel of running a burger joint. There's something very warm and cozy about getting burgers from a food truck or like a stall, especially here, right? In Malaysia with like Ramly Burger culture and stuff.
Right.
Are you concerned about losing that vibe or that aesthetic when growing into like a full-blown chain or few outlets?
Not really, because even though we have some chains or outlets, we'll still maintain the food truck, you know, because our food truck is basically also like a marketing tool in where, you know, the brand can be mobile, people can follow the food truck. But what we are trying to ensure is, even though the feel may be different based on an outlet or a food truck, the food quality is still the same. You're still paying the same amount, the same price, because we feel that offering value is the most important, right? Mm-hmm. So hence why differing feels based on what you feel that day doesn't really matter, because the most important is we believe in the product that we are selling, and to us, it's more than good enough, the justification for you to get whether in an outlet or in a food truck.
Even though looking forward, we aim to have our very own outlet, mm-hmm. We will still maintain our our food truck.
Our food truck.
And then the atmosphere is still going to be there, yeah. You know, where people enjoy it, going out with a burger with their friends.
Right.
Furthermore, we even have interested parties to open a licensing, and then they might be offering the same, you know, vibes as what you've mentioned before. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that is an issue.
As we always like to say, Tamantun style of eating out is probably an alfresco dining style. You're under the tree and you're, you know, under the stars.
Yep, so, yeah. Yep. If it's raining a bit, drizzling, who cares, right?
Oh, even better. It adds to the environment and the
yeah, and to the flavor as well. Yeah, 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 why not? You mentioned like prices a few times. So do you believe in keeping prices at quote-unquote food truck levels always? Because your burgers were, they were never expensive, only slightly more than the usual Ramly burgers that you could find. But, you know, then again, you guys had like, you know, quality beef, Australian beef and stuff. So it's understandable. With this rebrand, what are your prices going to be like, or what are they going to stay like?
I think, firstly, we focus on the quality and the sizing. We will not, that's one thing we will never do. We will never bring down the size of our burgers.
Mm-hmm.
If we need be, we will try to maintain it. But, of course, it depends on the situation. Sometimes if there's price increase, we will have to tell our customers. But the price range, we won't make it extremely expensive. We'll keep it to that, you know, 12 ringgit. Range as much as possible. We also see the situation where, you know, a lot of people have already lost their jobs now. So to do exorbitant pricing is not something that we are looking into doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not. I think it also goes with the vibe that we were just talking about, right? I mean, if the burger gets too expensive, then it sort of it defeats the purpose of getting burgers from a food truck.
And just to add, why we always mention gourmet, because actually, you know, we actually have chefs from various backgrounds preparing mm-hmm. all this. So what you pay in a hotel, you get a fraction of the price from, you know, from us when you buy via a food truck or any of our outlets.
Yeah. A couple of more questions, guys. So what kinds of challenges are you facing with Mobites at the moment? Or, you know, whether it's to do with the rebrand, whether it's to do with the kind of year that we are in, what are the challenges of the business that you want to highlight?
Initially, we started off from a sole proprietorship to a Sdn Bhd.
Mm-hmm.
So the main challenges back then is to scale, to introduce control in our production, and also to change the way we do our work, the culture within the business. That was the earlier challenges that we had to face. But we managed to tackle them. Our staff are working very leniently,
mm-hmm.
and our production is able to cater to our customer needs. Apart from that, of course, like any other SMEs, it's always on funding issues, on how to grow your customer base mm-hmm. based on limited funds. Because if you know our business, the key to our business is quantity, because we are offering a very reasonable price to our customers. So we have to play with quantity. So that's one of the other challenges, is to scale with a limited funds.
And,
meeting statutory payments, we have to pay our staff, KWSP and SOCSO. So we were not able to maintain the original price offering. So one of the challenges that we had is to, you know, have this margin to play with while our cost as a Sdn Bhd has gone up. So back then we had to introduce a new price, not much, only an incremental upwards. But thank God our customer base understand the need for that revision. That was the initial challenges. And then, of course, when you change from a sole proprietor to a Sdn Bhd, you have to change the way we work, the culture within the company, introducing internal control into the production. to run a company better than what it was before.
One of the other challenges was the culture, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in here, we instilled to our staff or our team to have some form of ownership, right? So I think the first thing that we always do, if let's say they were to prepare the patty or the bun or to grill it, the first thing we let them do is let them try it and say, okay, would that be something that you will buy? You know, if you tell me that no, you won't buy it, means there's something wrong with the burger. We can't sell it.
Yeah.
So that these are some certain things that we instill in everyone, because we always say, from the person who's cleaning the utensils all the way to the head chef, all of them have to play a part. If not, it will be a domino effect, right? The whole company will suffer. So that's why we try to instill that, like a family kind of unit. And so that's the way we try to overcome whatever issues we have in terms of dealing with
the way you work.
The way you work, correct.
Okay. So who do you consider competition in the market, by the way? Like, is it, because you're kind of like, you're nicely in the middle. It's a quite a unique niche, but who's your competition?
Right.
Are they like the My Burger Lab guys or the Spade Burger guys, or is it like the Ramly Burger guys? Like, who do you consider your main competition?
Actually, Arvin, we don't see them as competitions. We see them as complementers, because I think the more people they do, you know, they serve burgers, you know, actually, because coming from rice, you know, majority loving to eat rice, I think they've managed to change the landscape by allowing people to have burgers as an alternative. So I think we don't see them as competition. We actually thank them that, you know, they're opening the road for us.
Nice. I did not expect that answer, but I love it. Last question, guys. What about expansion plans? So we've talked about expansion since the beginning, from 60 bites to more bites. But then it is the new year. It is January, despite all the circumstances and what everybody's going through. What's on the horizon for you guys? You know, your growth plans. What is next for the brand?
Okay, so right now, I think we, for this MCO period, we are just focusing on quality control, maintaining the SOPs. Preparing ourselves in case once this MCO is over, the things that we are focusing right now is probably the first outlet that we will be looking at. There are several places where we've identified that could be the possible location. At the same time, enhancing our presence online. We recently signed up with Odoo.
Mm-hmm.
The ordering platform. We try to do more collaborations. In fact, we've already done one with a company called Care Concierge, which I think is very relatable to the times we're in. So basically, they are doing the COVID testing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So we've done a collaboration with them under the More Care banner, in where anyone books a test via through us, they can actually get a burger to consume, redeem, or to donate to maybe an orphanage or an old folks home. So I think we want to portray ourselves as more, just being more than a neighborhood burger, but, you know, a company that cares about the well-being of the people as well. Yeah.
You know, if anything, I think I've learned from speaking with you guys and from a lot of previous interviews, actually, that there's no real perfect time for expansion. And what's a bad time for some may be the best time to grow for others. So really interesting chat. You can check out 60bites.com to know more about what John and Amir have in store or what they're cooking in their kitchen. Guys, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for having us, Arvin. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Right. You can stream this interview again via podcast on all the usual spaces and places, BFM app, BFM website, which is bfm.my, or you can find us on Spotify. You can find us under the podcast section. So this has been Arvind Yuvaraj on Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.